Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Little Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. Glad you're here. Glad you're staying with us. We got Charlie Fuel still with us. We're talking about four areas to differentiate yourself, to think about differentiating yourself. We mentioned products and processes in the previous segments, and now we got a couple more promotions and people. Charlie, this economy that we're in right now is as I've said many times before, and I started talking about this probably a year and a half or more ago, we're not in a V-shaped recovery or a U-shaped recovery. It looks like we're not going to experience the W. We're in what I call the M recovery, the marathon recovery. And that means you got to settle into a pace where you can focus on discipline to practice the fundamentals. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. This is going to be a long-term recovery. And the blocking and tackling, the things we've been talking about today, the blocking and tackling is, if business starts to come back slowly and you start to grasp that business, it's going to be because you have a well-defined plan within these four areas, in my opinion. Your products, your processes, your promotions, and your people are all in tune to the plan, and they're implementing the plan.
Now, earlier we talked about the products, and I warned people not to give stuff away, not to get focused on the price. And now here we are talking about promotions. Are we conflicting ourselves?
No, sir, not at all.
Contradicting ourselves?
No. One thing you mentioned earlier, you know, if I set up a web process to drive customers to my website to get them engaged, there has to be something in it for them. When you build your business plan, you can build incentives and promotions into your pricing. So it's there. It's in the plan. It's in the budget. Certainly, you're going to have to offer some incentives if, when you did your marketplace analysis, the market is driven by incentives. There are certain markets and certain products that are driven by incentives. So if you know that's your market, then you have to have an incentive stream. But more than that, if you build your value-based stream, your value proposition, and you start to bring customers in, let me take it a different direction just for a moment. If I start to bring customers in because of my value proposition, one promotion that we overlook is offering a promotion for that current customer to bring me another referral customer.
Right.
See, we missed that one.
Things are very valuable. People like those.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Another thing we miss a lot, in my opinion, is we don't incentivize our employees to bring us people.
Give me
about a minute and a half on a quick one here. A lot of companies use a logoed shirt with my company name. Well, is that so the employees know where to come every day? I don't think so. But you see, when I go to the bank or I go to the post office or I go to eat and I'm wearing my logoed shirt, when a customer or a prospect makes eye contact with the logo and looks at it, what do we teach our people to do? One of my differentiators should be when my employee sees someone looking at the logo, they simply say, hey, my name is John.
Right.
I work for Joe Smith. Who does your lawn serve?
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't.
How about this? How about giving every employee a business card?
Well, I promote that business card and in that business card.
Every employee.
Yeah, and they
everyone.
Say, when that happens, you say, my name is Stan. I work for Joe Smith.
I drive a truck for him, for that company.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. And that card's worth, and if you want to use it, that card's worth an incentive of X number percent for your first business transaction.
And see, that's a worker bee that you leave behind, and this it's cheap promotion, no question about it. All right, you mentioned the people, though. Let's get into the people, because I'll tell you, small business branding is more the faces of your employees a brand is what people, the ding that goes off in people's minds when they think about what they want to buy, and then they think of you. And what you want them to do more than anything is maybe not so much the name of your company, but the faces of that employee that helped them the last time. What do you think?
Absolutely. That person that takes care of me is who I remember. The person, my employee's ability to implement my plan, and the plan is, of course, the mission, the vision, the goals, and objective. But more than that, it's how that interaction occurs. Courtesy, respect, talent, skillful, knowledgeable, very friendly. A friend of mine over in Texas just calls it down-home friendly.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to be down-home friendly.
I call it loving them up.
Loving them up. Okay, you get it, see.
Yeah.
But and Bob was talking about it earlier, that time management piece. Part of my time has got to be teaching my team exactly how to do that professionally.
Mm-hmm.
I can give them the rule book, Jim. I can even script it out for them. But if I don't help them understand how to implement that caring attitude, that one-on-one, that loving thing, then I can be the most intelligent about my product or my services.
Right.
But if I can't express that, the people are what drive the business.
We small business owners have to make ourselves memorable, and we do that through our people. Hey, Charlie, thanks for being here. Great job today. This is really good stuff today. Give us the website again, please.
www.charliefuel.com. Thank you.
F-E-W-E-L-L is how you spell his last name. Thank you, Charlie, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.